So, how was your 4th of July? Good? You've had a good time with their families, right? Well, in honor of the 4th of July, I'm going to start off with a story about the beginning of America. Turn on.
我们就从一个, 美国的国父的故事开始。
And this story helps us to understand why it's not called the United States of England.
这个故事会让我们明白为什么今天的美国不叫做英国合众国，而叫做美利坚合众国。
The story is about George Washington. We all know who George Washington is, right?
我们大家都知道乔治华盛顿是美国的国父，这就是一个有关于他当时在打仗的时候的故事。
He was the first president of this country, but before he was president, he was a general.
在他成为美国总统之前，他曾经在军队里头是一个将军。
And he was a praying general.
他是一个恒切祷告的一个将军。
And he was about to lose a battle.
他当时呢，打仗陷于焦灼状态，几乎快要失败了。
Okay, this one. So he's about to lose a battle to a guy named General Howe.
他们就要失败了，就要败给敌军了。And
it happens in New York.
那个当时的这个地点是现在的现今的纽约。Now
the story is told that General Washington had 8,000 troops and he was against the river.
当时他们在河岸的另一边有八千个军人在那里。
And General Howe, the British general, had 10,000 to 20,000 troops.
当时他们的敌人呢，大概有一万到两万人。
And he had planned to crush George Washington the next morning.
他们的敌人已经预备好，准备要痛击击败他们了。
So what do you think General Washington did?
我们大家可以猜到他当时做了哪一件事情。
Amen.
他迫切的祷告。
General Washington prayed. With his troops.
跟他的军队呢，同心的迫切的祷告。
And he said, you know, God, if this is it, then fine. But I believe that you have another plan.
他当时跟神说，神啊，如果我们你愿意让我们在这里被击败的话呢，就照你的旨意成全。但是我们深信你有不同的计划。
And God had another plan.
神的确对他们有不同的计划。
After he prayed, a very thick fog rolled in.
在他们祷告完了之后呢，天上就起了很浓很浓的雾。
And General Howe could no longer see General Washington's troops.
对岸的敌人搞不清楚他们在干些什么。
So what do you think General Washington did?
他当时，你们猜猜看，他后来借着这一场浓雾，他做了什么事呢？
He and his 8,000 troops found every rowboat, every little boat. Oh, is that all? He and General Washington. Here we go. Okay. General Washington and his troops, they went out and found every boat they could around the shore. Little boats and big boats.
他们征集了他们所能找到的所有的船，不管是大或者是小。
And while the fog blocked the view of General Howe, he escaped with his 8,000 troops across the river.
趁着这一场浓雾，他们就顺着河把他们的这个军队移到对岸去了。
And so, in the morning, when the fog finally lifted, General Howe had no troops to go to war with.
当这个浓雾散去的时候，英国的这个将军已经再也找不到他们在哪里了。God
had allowed George Washington to miraculously escape, and instead of it being called the United States of England, it was going to be the United States of America.
因着这个美国国父的这一场祷告，神也是奇迹式的。 拯救了他们，因此今天我们站在这个地方是叫做美利坚合众国，而不再是大不列颠合众国。
Now I told that story because it's an example of how God is supreme over the plans of man.
所以这就让我们明白到，神他给我们的计划是远远高过我们的人的计划。A
better title for our sermon is probably the supreme plans of God. Over the frustrated plans of man.
如果我要给我们今天的讲道给一个题目的话，我想就是神，奇妙的计划 远过胜于人的计划。
Now I'm not saying that you shouldn't make plans.
我当然明白，我们大家做任何事情都必须要先有一些计划。
But that there is a way to make plans.
但是呢，有一个特殊的方法，当我们在做计划的时候。
Hudson Taylor, who is a very famous missionary to which country? China.
China. 戴德生。戴德生，对，戴德生他是一个在中国宣教的最早期的一个宣教士。
He said, "This is how someone can make plans relative to God."
他曾经说，当一个人在做计划的时候，他要怎么确定他的计划是神所引导的计划呢？
Okay, so remember this. We can make our best plans and try to carry them out in our own strength.
他说到，我们可以尽我们的才能去做最好的计划，并且尽全力去把它实行。
Or he said, we can make careful plans and ask God to bless them.
或者我们也可以很仔细、很缜密的去做计划，然后呢，之后再请求神来祝福我们的计划。
Does anybody think that's a good way to make a plan?
我们刚刚所讲的这两个方式
no,
是好的方式吗
great answer. Okay, and then he said the best way of working is to begin with God, to ask His plans, and to offer ourselves to Him to carry out His purposes.
他接着说，最好的做计划的方式就是先从寻求神开始。然后呢，将自己委身在神赐给我们的计划当中去实行。
So that's going to be the focus of our message today.
这就是我们今天我们讲到的重点。
Up on the screen here, there's a scene from Acts chapter 12.
我们在大屏幕上可以看到，在《使徒行传》里头
you're going to see a video that gives you more detail.
我们看
video.
我们来看一段影片，我们就会很清楚的明白当时发生了什么事。
We see the angel over here, and he's trying to wake Peter up at the top left corner.
我们可以看到一个天使，他在我们左上角的这个图里头，他要把彼得给叫醒。
As part of the plan of God, the angel is walking out of the prison with Peter on the picture on the far right top.
因着神的计划，这个天使带着彼得从监牢里头走出去了。
And finally, Peter is rejoined with his friends in the picture at the bottom right.
而彼得因此能够与他的其他的使徒团聚。
And what I want you to remember about the plans you make and the plan God makes is this.
我希望大家能够明白，我们的计划跟神的计划最大的不同点在于
，God's plans are like His word; it accomplishes His purposes.
神的计划是按着他自己的旨意来实行的。
And so we have to make our plans around that.
我们必须要让我们的计划是根基于神的话语之上。
God's plans includes not answering prayer the way we expect.
神的计划也有可能包含了不听我们的祷告。
It's not that He says no, He just has a different way.
并不是神拒绝我们、离弃我们，而是神有不同的计划。
And finally, people's plans that begin with God in prayer and faith succeed.
最后就是我们的计划如果是根于神、忠于神的话呢，最后必能成功。
Let's watch the video and then we'll continue with the lesson.
我们来看这段影片。
About this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. Saw that this pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison. handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up.
"Quick, get up,"
he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him,
"Put on your clothes and sandals."
And Peter did so.
Wrap your cloak around you and follow me,
the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guard and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said,
"Now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating."
When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back without opening it and exclaimed,
"Peter's at the door!
You're out of your mind,"
they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison.
"Tell James and the brothers about this,"
she said. And then he left for another place. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. Then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there a while. He had been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. Having secured the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted,
"This is the voice of a god, not of a man."
Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died.
Wow, what a way to end the video, huh? The guy who was killing the Christians was killed himself by God.
当时这个迫害基督徒的希律王最后被神给击杀了。
We're going to read the scripture from Acts chapter 12. This summarizes the whole chapter. It's in the middle of the chapter. It begins with verse 11. It goes to verse 14.
接下来请我们打开使徒行传12章11节，我们一同来读这段经文。
For those who do not have your Bibles, of course, it is on the screen. It's two verses at a time, verses 11 and 12, and then verses 13 and 14. You can read it just in Chinese.
我们也可以在大屏幕上面看到中文的经文。Please
read it together.
请彼得。 和犹大百姓一切所盼望的，想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。彼得敲外门，有一个使女名叫罗大，出来看听，听得是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说，彼得站在门外。
Isn't this an incredible story? And this passage really talks about the whole chapter, and I'm going to help you to understand that better.
这一段经文里头，所真正要传讲的信息，我们现在一同来看。Now,
the passage is about more than what you just saw in the movie.
这里头所要传达的信息。 不光光只是我们刚刚在影片里头看到的这些情节。
It's a story about irony, a story about the sovereignty of God, a story about His plans and the futility of man's plans.
这是里头提到神的计划的超越性。
It's a great illustration of the scripture from Luke chapter 20, verse 17.
我们可以在路加福音7章17节里头看到。
My apologies, I have it only in English. I'll ask Wen Qi Li to read it in Chinese, but I'll read it here in English first. Luke chapter 20, verse 17. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed.
我们来看中文圣经路加福音20章17节里头提到，匠人所弃的石头已做了 房角的头块石头，这是什么意思呢？凡掉在那块石头上的，必要跌碎；那石头掉在谁身上，就要把谁砸得稀烂。Now,
when Jesus spoke these words, the Pharisees knew he was talking about them, but in this passage of Scripture, it applies to King Herod.
当耶稣对法利赛人所传讲这段话的时候呢，法利赛人明白他们耶稣是对着他们讲的，但是我们在使徒行传里头看到，他指的就是希律王。
He has literally been crushed by the plans that God has in Jesus Christ.
希律王在这里真真实实的被神的计划给击打了。Now
the irony of this is that this Herod you saw in the movie is the grandson of the King Herod who was around during the time of Jesus.
我们在这一段影片里都可以看到，真正感到讽刺的就是希律王他的孙子。Now
what did King Herod during the time of Jesus do? He tried to kill Jesus. Yes, thank you.
试着去迫害基督徒，然后要当希律王的时候呢，是他是想要去在耶稣还是婴孩的时候，就想要把所有的那个孩子都给杀了。之后他的孙子。But
he failed. But instead, he killed all the male babies who were around Jesus' age.
当时希律王这个计划并没有成功。A
terrible tragedy.
但是在全地造成了很大的灾难。
Of course, he also died.
最后他也死了。And
now his grandson is attempting to kill the Christians as well.
而他的孙子现在想要迫害所有的基督徒。And
you can see what happened to him at the end. What happened to him?
最后他是怎么样死的呢?
Yes, he died.
被神击杀，然后被虫给咬死了。It
shows that you cannot stand in the way of the plans of God.
这告诉我们，我们不能够去阻拦神的计划。
And let's take a look at our first point that I wanted to discuss with you here. God's plans are like His Word. It does not go out without accomplishing His purposes.
我们来看到我们刚刚所提的第一点，神的计划必定会实现。
Now the important thing about this is it comes from Isaiah 55:11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire.
在以赛亚书五十五章十一节里头提到，我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
And the main point there, if you open up your Bibles, Isaiah 55:11, is actually verse 12. It's because God wants us to be His witnesses in joy.
我们如果接着往下读，我们可以看到十二节里头提到，神希望我们为他所成就的事情做见证。
God wants us to be joyous witnesses, and that's what's going on in this chapter. If you look at Acts chapter 12, verse 24, what does it say?
我们如果看《使徒行传》十二章二十四节里头提到。
But the word of God continued to increase and spread.
神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。
That was the whole point of the chapter.
这就是这一段经文最主要的重点。
The disciples were his witnesses. Peter was his witness, and the plans of King Herod was not going to stop that.
当彼得被天使从监狱里头救出来的时候，神的计划就是让彼得为他做见证，而希律王并没有办法阻拦神的计划实行。
But now you know King Herod was not a nice guy.
我们可以看到希律王并不是一个很好的王。
But sometimes we can have an attitude that is very similar to King Herod.
有时候我们自己会不知不觉犯了跟希律王一样的错。
King Herod was just doing what he felt like doing because he thought it would make him popular. And he thought he was doing what the Jews wanted him to do and that God was the Jews' God. He thought he was doing what God wanted him to do.
当时希律王可能自己以为他做的事情是对的事情，因为他想要借着做这些事情得到人民的爱戴。
Of course he forgot to consult with God.
当然他忘了先跟神祷告。
Now, in our cases, God has given us minds to think. And so we feel that if we make plans for a career, make plans for our families, and for the future, sometimes we feel because we are Christians, surely God will bless our plans.
而在我们自己生活的实际的情况就是，往往我们为我们自己的工作，为我们的家人，为我们的子女做了很多的计划。我们自己相信，因为我们是基督徒，神就必然祝福，也会垂听我们的祷告。
After all, we go to church and we do what we're supposed to do, right? And so good things should happen to our plans.
而我们就相信只要我们照常的到教会去聚会，我们按着基督徒的教导去生活，神就必然会祝福我们。
But what God says to us is, no, that's not the way it works. Planning starts with my plans first.
但是神他告诉我们的是，我行事的方式并不是这样，而是你们做所有的计划的时候，要从我来做一个开始。
So here's the point. What would happen if we said to ourselves, our chief purpose in living is to learn how to be disciple makers? That's what we're here for.
如果我们今天立志，我们在今世所活的这些生命里头呢，我们要做一个为主来训练门徒、为主来广传福音的一个人的话呢
？And that was what was in our minds and hearts when we got up in the morning and when we went through our week and when we made our plans, we would say, I want to learn how to be a disciple maker. I want to teach my children how to be disciple makers. And I want to have my friends understand the benefits of being a disciple maker.
若我们有这样子的心智的话，我们每天行走的时候，我们一心一意的就是要作为一个荣耀神的人，我们要为神多训练一些门徒，包括自己的家人，还有自己的儿女。
Then our jobs, our plans for the future and family would simply become resources to facilitate the plan of God.
而我们生活上其他的所有的一切，包含我们的我们的工作，还有我们的财富，还有我们的家人，在此就成为了我们去服侍神的一些资源，而不是主要的重点。
Think about that. It's a different way of planning.
我们仔细的来想一想这样子的一个做计划的方式。
When we take seriously verses like Matthew 6:33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
当我们遵行马太福音六章三十三节里头所说的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们呢。
Then God says, "I will do anything for you."
神甚至于说，当你们先求我的国、先求我的义的时候。 无论你们求什么都必给你们成就。
The impossible in our lives will become possible.
我们生命当中所有不可能的事情都有可能成为。
You just saw the impossible. I dare say none of you have probably looked at scripture the way this movie just portrayed it.
我相信我们刚刚所见的这一片这段影片跟大家平常在读这段经文的时候所理解的是非常不一样的。
Let me give you a different perspective on it.
我们来看看我自己会怎么样去看这样的一个影片。
A man became invisible and walked out of prison.
我所看到的一个就是一个人成为隐形的，没有人看得见他，并且安然无事的从监狱里头走出来了。
Now you can tell people, hey, guess what? The invisible man is in the Bible.
你可以告诉很多人说，圣经里头有一个人，他是隐形的。
Now why do I say that? Because you see, it's one thing for the guards that Peter is chained between to be sleeping, but it's totally different for the guard beside the gate to be sleeping. The penalty was death.
那个在彼得旁边睡着的那两个兵丁，你可能会认为他们睡着了，所以不知道彼得已经走了。但是他当他穿过那个监狱门的时候，那两个兵丁是警醒在守望的，他们并没有见到彼得。
So how's that possible?
怎么可能呢
？Invisible man.
隐形人。
It's because of Acts 12:5, people were praying.
因为在十二章五节里头提到，使徒们。深夜里头聚集的棚切祷告。
This is prayer and people who believe by faith that God can do the impossible.
这是一群因着信心不停的不住的祷告的人。
So what I ask you to do is make the reason for your plans today the plans of God first, and then the impossible in your lives will become possible.
所以我今天想要请求大家在你的计划里头将神放在中心。
You can ask him for anything.
当你这样子做的时候
Let's go
你就可以跟神求
Let's go to the next slide. God's plan sometimes include not answering prayer the way we expect.
有时候神的计划是不会照我们自己所想要的去 实践
Isn't it incredible that the disciples were surprised to see Peter? That Peter was surprised that he was free out of the jail?
对他们来讲这是一个很神奇的事情彼得能够从监狱里头出来，而那些使徒竟然也看到他安然无事的出来了。
Think about that. What kind of miracles had the disciples seen Peter do? What kind of miracles had God done through the church?
这事实上是应该是一个很神奇、很特别的事情。
And yet Peter thought he was in a vision. He didn't realize until he was outside of the jail, like this is actually real.
彼得甚至于在一开始的时候，以为他只是在做梦。
And then what happened when he finally got to the house where the disciples were staying and praying?
最后他回到他们聚集祷告的地方的时候
He's so happy, he knocks on the door and he expects they're going to open the door.
他根本就忘了自己本来应该是在监狱里头他到了那里他就直接敲了门也不假思索的就认为他们应该会给他开门
And so what did they do? Rhoda opens the door and she says, Ah, Peter, it's good to see you. We've been praying, we knew you'd show up.
这个使女呢也没有说就直接帮他开了门说啊，正好我们看到你了，我们就知道你一定会来。
No, she said, it's Peter, and she leaves him at the door.
她只是很惊讶的听到彼得的声音，竟然忘了给他开门，因为不是他们所预期到的事情。
Peter still knocking.
彼得继续的敲门。
And a disciple says, it can't be possible. It has to be his spirit or angel or something.
而其他的使徒甚至于以为只是他的天使在门外。
Don't you think that's amazing how little we believe that God can actually do the impossible?
如果我们仔细的去思考的话，你应该会感觉到非常的神奇。当我们用很小的信心祷告的时候，神可以成就这样子不可能的事情。
Now the disciples, they probably had a good reason. You know why? What happened at the very beginning of the movie?
我们可以看到，还记得在影片的最开始发生了什么事情
？They chopped off James's head.
雅各的头被砍了。
And guess what? The disciples were probably praying just as hard for James as they did for Peter.
我们可以明白，当时他们为雅各祷告的时候，肯定也是这样子的横切的祷告。
And so they probably said to themselves, "Well, the first time we prayed, it didn't work."
他们可能会自己面心里面想着，我们第一次祷告并没有成功。
We're going to go ahead and pray again, but we're not sure this is going to work either.
但是呢，我们仍然要继续的为彼得祷告，不晓得他这一次能不能。被救出来。
Do you ever feel that way? That, you know, you've been praying for 2 months or something, and nothing has happened.
你有没有这样的经历？你为了某件事情非常迫切的祷告了一段时间，但是却毫无动静。
And so you throw up your hands and you say, "Well, God, I've been praying for 2 months. I guess the answer is no. I guess I'm supposed to stop."
你就会心里面想着，跟神说，我已经祷告两个月了，神你也没做什么事情，那我看我就不要再祷告了吧。
Never ever feel that God is not responding to your prayer.
千万不要灰心，不要认为神并不听我们的祷告。
But what God may be doing is He may be saying, "I have a different plan. I have a larger purpose, and I may allow some things to happen to you that will turn out for good in the end."
神事实上所想的是，他有不同的计划。虽然很多时候跟我们想象的不一样，但是神有更多的计划，尽管他没有照着我们所要的去实行。
You need to be convinced of this, because guess what? We all have problems in our lives, and things go wrong. We're beset by illness. We had bad things happen to our families. And we need to know in our hearts, by faith, that all things really do work together for good for those who love God. Romans 8:28. I would like for you to say that together in Chinese.
我们真的是要凭着信心在心里有这样子的确据，知道万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。不管是我们在家里头有人生病了，或者是遇到的经济的困难，或者任何样的一个困境。
Let's read it together. One, two, you may have to help them if they can't read that.
我们一同来读。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按着旨意被召的人。
So that means that sometimes God's plans are going to be different. Sometimes you are going to be sick. Sometimes our families are going to be frustrated by things like divorce and tragedy. But here is what you really need to know.
在这里我们明白，我们心里要有点准备，就是有时候我们还是会生病，有时候我们不管怎么祷告，不见得事情都会照着我们自己想要的去实行，发生。
What God says when we say to Him, "God, why me? I've done all the right things. Why should such a bad thing happen to me?"
有时候我们会跟神抱怨，神啊，我照着你的教导，我做了很多的好事，为什么这个事情还是临到我呢？
What God says is, "Why not you?"
神会说，为什么不是你呢？
God says, "Listen, you're the Christian."
神会说，记得你是一个基督徒。
If I can't show the world how they should handle bad things by using you as the example, who can I use?
神会说，如果我不能使用你来向世人展现基督徒是怎么样来面临苦难的时候，我能用其他的什么人呢？
And that's why God says, "Why not you? Be joyful."
神会说，你应该感到欢喜快乐，因为我拣选了你。
Because although the devil may want to use it for evil in your life and to discourage you and tell you stop praying, God says, "I want to use it for good."
别忘了，这个时候撒旦也是处心积虑的要使用你现在所面临的苦难，来让你失去信心，来让你咒诅。
And you know what's happened with some of the people who've been sick in our church? They have been going out and helping to minister to other people who are sick.
我们可以看到我们教会有一些经历病痛的弟兄姐妹，因着他自己的经历，他也作为一个安慰别人的人。
So what God says is continue to have faith and continue to pray until something happens. It may be different than what you expect, but something will happen.
所以圣经里头说，祷告不要丧志，要恒切的祷告。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们来看下一章。
And finally, people's plans that begin with God in prayer and faith for His purposes always succeed.
当我们做计划的时候，从神开始，以神为中心的时候，这样子的计划总是能够成功。
You see, the point of Acts 12 is not just so that you could understand the power of prayer without ceasing better or the power of being faithful.
在使徒行传十二章里头，不仅仅要教导我们，当我们有恒切的信心祷告的时候，会有怎么样的果效。
It is about the sovereignty and supremacy of God in people's lives.
里面更重要的指出，神的计划是远远高过我们人的计划。
It starts off with God wanting to do something.
总是神自己先定义要成就一件事情。
And King Herod says, "I want to do something else."
当时希律王心里面想着，
And then God has a final word, and in verse 24, first it starts off and says in verse 5, people are praying. You have to pray about God's purposes. That's the way He wants us to do it. And then look at verse 24. Someone read Acts chapter 12, 24. What does it say?
我们来看看12章24节里头说什么呢?
Yes, yes, the word of God continued to spread.
神的话语不断地广传。
And you know something, the disciples were praying, not sure they could have an answer because they saw James die, because that was their lifestyle.
当时使徒心里一定是有疑虑的, 因为他们为了雅各祷告, 但是雅各最后还是被处决斩头了。
They were motivated by passion for God's plans.
他们单单就是因为 希望见到神的旨意成全而有这样子的热心祷告。
So what is your motivation?
我们每个人在座的每个人 你的这个动力是什么呢?
Are you here in church because you think it's a good thing to do? Or you're here in church because you say God's going to do something wonderful in our lives today?
你来到教会只是因为这是一个正确的事情该做 或者是你心里存着一个这样的盼望 知道神要在你的生命当中行奇妙的事。
Pastor John Piper has written some books and he has an interesting way of describing what we are here for.
John Piper这个牧师呢 他有一个很特殊的一段论述提到我们在这个世上我们的使命是什么。
He says the biblical truth of our mission in life and our motivation should be to exist to spread a passion for the supremacy of God in all things.
我们在这个世上的使命呢，应该是有着一种热忱，希望能够让世人知道神终极的计划。
Now that is a different reason to live and to make plans.
这对我们来讲，就跟我们自己生命当中的一个追寻是完全不一样的。
Do you have this passion?
你有这样的一个热忱吗？
So maybe today you may feel as if you are just like Peter, chained between the circumstances of life.
可能你今天所处的境况就像刚刚彼得一样，被两个守卫看守着，手上铐着锁链。
And bad things have happened to you, and you don't know why, and you're ready to just give up.
你几乎就快要放弃了，因为很多不幸的事情发生在你的身上。
But realize this, God knows of your pain.
但是你要明白，神清楚地看见这一切。
And He wants you to be free of those feelings. He wants you to be free of those feelings.
他希望你能够不要为这样的事情感到灰心。
But what He asks you is, do you want a life in Christ where His plans come first?
他问你的就是，你会不会想要过一个以基督为中心、以神的计划为开始的一个人生呢？
I'm going to finish up with this story.
我们来最后做一个故事，做一个结尾。
A child once asked this question.
曾经有个孩子问了这样的一个问题。
Are you ready?
准备好要听这个问题了吗?
Remember, only this is a child's question. Only a child could ask this.
只有孩子才能问这样的问题。
The child asked, "What does God do all day?"
这个孩子问，神一整天都在做些什么事呢？
Isn't that a great question?
的确是很有意思的一个问题。
Now for the answer.
答案来了。And
the answer depends on how much you have allowed God to do in your life.
答案就是你让神在你的生命掌权多少。Now,
if you haven't allowed God to do very much, you might say, He really doesn't do a whole lot.
如果你没有让神在你的生命很多的掌权的话呢，你大概得到的答案就是他其实整天没做什么太多的事情。
You may want to say, well, He just leaves it up to us.
你可能会认为神就是让我们全权处理。
But if you have a passion for the plans of God,
但是如果你的内心有对神的计划这样的热忱的话,
then you have expectations and you're going to say, oh, God is doing a lot today.
你心里会充满了盼望，充满了期望，每天就心里想着神一定要做很奇妙的事情。
You see, in difficult situations, it's easy to say we trust God and yet try to handle things ourselves.
这里有一个很好的注解，就是我们要信靠神，但是呢，我们也不停止我们自己手中该做的事。
And what God does, interestingly enough, is He allows us to set a limit on how much He will work in our lives.
这里有一个很奇妙的事情，就是神他也给我们自由的选择权，我们可以选择神，我们允许他在我们生命当中，掌多少的权。
Don't limit yourself.
我鼓励大家不要限制神在你生命的工作。
Jesus says in Mark 9:23, everything is possible for him who believes.
在马可福音9:23里头，耶稣说，信神的人凡事都可能。
And so we're going to end with this. God's plans are like His word; they do not go out without accomplishing His purposes.
神的计划就像他自己口中所出的一切话语。并不会突然的返回，必定会成就。
So if you want to plan well, start with His plans first.
如果你想要做一个很好的计划的话呢，别忘了先从神的旨意、心意开始。
Say to yourself, my job, my family, my plans are resources to help God get done what needs to get done.
在心里不断的提醒自己，我生命当中所拥有的一切，包括我的工作、我的家人，还有我的财富。都是为了神的这个使命、神的计划而存在的。
God's plan sometimes includes not answering prayer the way we expect.
也不要忘记，有时候神并不会照着我们所求的去成就一切的事情。
Sometimes we pray and people get healed, and sometimes we pray and people don't get healed.
有时候我们祷告就有人得医治，有时候我们祷告也有人不得医治。
But the point is to pray.
但是重点就是要不断的祷告。
And to be excited about what God is doing, because God may have a different plan. He is able to use evil for a good result, for a larger purpose. And He wants us to remain faithful.
并且在心里永远都相信，神可以借着一件不好的事情成全一个好的结果。
There's a character in the Bible named Joseph, and he was sold into slavery by his brothers, and he was a slave for over 20 years.
在旧约里头的约瑟，他呢被他的兄弟出卖了，并且被卖到埃及做奴隶，做了12年。
And when he finally saw his brothers who sold him into slavery, he wept bitterly and he said to them, "You meant it for evil."
当过了几十年之后，他跟他的兄弟们再次见面的时候，他痛哭，嘴说道：“你们当时用意是坏的，但是呢，神却让他成就好的。
But he said, "God meant it for good, the saving of many lives."
但是神的心意是要借着这样的事情来拯救许多人的生命。
Finally, people's plans that begin with God in prayer and faith for His purposes always succeed.
最后我们看到神的计划，当我们借着祷告还有信心来做的时候，这样的计划永远都能够实现，都能够成功。
You see, Rhoda, the servant girl, should have been able to go to the door and open the door and say, "Ah, Peter's here. We were expecting you."
我们刚刚看到这个使女，她可能就可以很简单的就为彼得开门了。
Because they were praying for God's purposes.
因为他们知道他们自己不断的是当时是继续的在彼得祷为彼得祷告。
And their motivation is what our motivation needs to be: the passion for the supremacy of God and for His glory.
我们的生活的动力就是为了神的这个计划的超越的计划的实现而有的热忱。
You know what God is doing today?
我们明白神今天在做些什么吗？
He's challenging you.
他在鼓励我们，在挑战我们每个人。
He's asking you, ask me to do something impossible.
他在告诉我们说，跟我求一些你们认为是不可能的事情。
And watch the impossible become possible in your lives today.
他要我们经历当神将不可能的事情转变为可能的事情这样的一个生命。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're so grateful for this opportunity to look at your word, perhaps a different way.
天父，我们向你献上无比的感恩，让我们能够借着这样的机会，我们来看你在圣经里头教导我们的话语。
Father, we want to understand more about what it means to put your plans first.
我们想要明白怎么样才能够真的做到将你的计划摆在我们的计划前面。
May all that we have, our resources, our families, our careers, our lives, be placed at your feet for your glory.
愿我们在生命当中所拥有的一切资源都能够为了你的荣耀而存在。
And may you be pleased by the result.
愿你能够悦纳我们所献上的一切。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.